My name's Sue Zender, from Manchester.
Have you been to the TT before?
Yeah, this is third year we've come.
And what do you think of it so far?
It's been absolutely excellent. Really, really good fun.
Where are you staying?
We're in Douglas in a small B&B. It's really nice and really, really friendly.
Do you think you get a chance to meet loads of new people when you come over for the TT?
Yeah, because we see the ones that come to the same guest house every year. But also they've got friends that come over, so we meet them and you get talking to people in bushies, and it's a really good friendly atmosphere.
So what kinds of things have you done since you've been here?
Apart from drink, we go to bushies most evenings, and we've walked around some of the course. I've not brought the bike over this year because I can drink, so I don't drink when I'm riding. It's just not worth it. But we've basically sort of been trying to look at everything, things we haven't been to in previous years. We've tried to spectate from there this year, and ones we won't go to this year, we'll go to next year. And
so what pubs have you been to?
Oh, I've lost count. Most of them, I think. I don't know the names of all of them, but we've been to most of them. Just a quick sample in each one, and because with walking, you sort of like sober up by the time you get to the next one.
So what do you think of Bushy?
It's great fun. It really is. The first year we came, we didn't know what to expect. We thought, oh, you know, we've not come on a bike. Everybody's going to think we're weird. But everybody's so polite, so friendly. Nobody pushes you out of the way. Nobody's rude. You just, it's like you're with friends all the time.
What do you think of the street entertainment?
Very entertaining. Especially when they blow their tyres up doing the donuts and things. And I have to admit, my husband likes the female entertainment as well.
What's the female entertainment?
Well, it was a bit cold last night and they still took the tops off and rode up and down. I think I'd need quite a few inside me before I did that.
Have you got your bikes over?
No, we've left it at home this year because basically I'm a police officer, but don't tell anyone. And I see the results of drinking and driving, so when we come over here, we know we're going to get slaughtered, so we just don't bring the bike. It's just not worth it. I can't trust myself.
So how long have you been bikers?
I've only officially had a bike for the last year or so, but the family have had bikes since I was about 10. And my brother bought his first one at 15 and spent 2 years stripping it down until he could actually take his test. Yeah, we always tend to go for British bikes, but mine's a Japanese because I couldn't afford a British bike. But I'm saving up for something bigger, something with a bit of welly on it.
So have you noticed any changes in the 3 years that you've been coming to the TT? Is it bigger or better, or are there changes for the worse?
I suppose it's difficult to tell, really, because it depends how much of a course you get round and how many people you see. But it's a bit strange that they haven't been closing the roads outside bushies, because they know that people are going to do dumb things up and down. And it's really strange that the cars are still going up and down. So I'd be happier, from seeing it from my job's point of view, I'd be happier if the cars weren't around, because you know that they're going to act silly, and that's the whole point of bushies and the whole point of the atmosphere. And if they stop the cars from coming up and down, then I wouldn't get quite so worried.
So what's the atmosphere like outside bushies?
It's terrific. It's just it's just like a party. It really feels like you're at a party with a couple of hundred people that you know, because somebody will point something out, you can join in with what they're laughing about, nobody's rude, nobody pushes. It's like a party. It really is. That was the first thing that struck me the first year we came over, because we didn't know what to expect. We thought, oh, you know, strange people, bikers. But no, it really is like a party. And I go home with a very good feeling inside and wait for next year.
So you'll be back?
Definitely.
Are you planning to come back every year?
As long as I've still got my legs. I came off my bike about 6 weeks ago and I wasn't sure I'd be here. But I got out of hospital in time to come in. But did an emergency stop on my right knee, which wasn't a good idea.
So what are you doing at Crosby's today?
Just basically looking around the custom bikes, wishing one of them belonged to me. ogling them. The paint jobs are incredible. They are so beautiful.
What are your favourites?
The ones with bats. They've got like a sort of castle with bats on, and that is just so beautiful. It's all Dungeons and Dragons type things.
Are you into that side of biking?
Definitely. I'd love to get a little tattoo of a bat, just a tiny one, but unfortunately you can't have tattoos in the force. And it wouldn't be approved of. And I fancy keeping my job for a bit longer.
So do you customise your own bike?
I would if I had the skill. But basically you need to give it to a professional, and I'd love to have it done. But it's just one of those things. You think, oh, I don't know, I'm not good enough. Maybe when I get a bigger bike and I'll sort of get some plans on it.
Will you bring your bike to TT again?
I might do, yeah. If I can trust myself to leave it at home when I go out at night. And I mean, it's good fun walking, because obviously you get to see everywhere. But obviously, we can't get around to the awkward bits of the island. So maybe next year we'll bring the bike. As long as I don't come off again.
Are you going to be taking any souvenirs home?
Oh, we've bought about a million t-shirts.
What are those? What have they got on them?
Very unapproving pictures. some of them involving young ladies, many of them involving mad bikers, and basically anything that my parents wouldn't approve of. But basically fun t-shirts, ones that I can wear when I'm off duty. But it's good, it's a lovely reminder, because when you wear the t-shirt and people say, oh wow, you've been to the TT, what's it like, you know, and you can get people interested in coming over.
Do you find many people know about the TT?
Not really, it's not very well sold in England. I think it's quite big on the continent, but there's nothing much in England, unless you happen to belong to a bike club and you know somebody who's been and all this. But really, there's not a great deal of coverage. I don't think there's any television coverage at all in England, which is shame, because we didn't really know about it before we came for the first time.
Are you part of a bike club?
I am now, yeah. I mean, I only really came because my brother-in-law wanted to come, and then I thought, oh, why don't we go as well? It'd be quite good fun. And then we're thinking, why didn't we come years ago? Because it's such a good relax. It really is. We came over last week and we're staying till after the last race finishes. And it's a real good wind down. You can be as daft as you like. Nobody minds.
So what had you heard about the TT before you came for the first time?
Not a lot, really. Obviously, we knew there were races, but that's all we knew about it. We didn't know there was the social side. Yeah, because we didn't know that there was sort of so many things going on, sort of like the custom bike show. And I mean, obviously we knew there must be bikes around, but we didn't realise how many bikes would come over. And it's wonderful walking up and down Douglas Prom looking at these fantastic bikes. Yeah, it's terrific, and they're so beautifully kept, and they're all gleaming, and I keep thinking of mine at home with road muck all over it. Yeah, this is the thing, I've got to clean mine, I've got to get my act together.
So what are you going to be doing for the rest of the time here?
We're planning, well, we've roughly worked out where we're going to be spectating from. But basically we're going to try and get to Summerlands and get to see Hawkwind again. They were quite good fun. Yeah, I mean it was good fun last year, I just couldn't hear for about 3 days. But we're just going to try and get to everything, really. The first year we came, we didn't go out much, but last year we went to everything, and this year we're going to go to everything as well. Go out every night, get slaughtered, and try and get up the following morning.
So do you think the festival side of it has grown?
I think it must have done, because I think more people want the social side. Because, I mean, the races are fantastic. I mean, you get the racing like at Alton Park, but you're miles from the track. You've got to look, you know, from a distance. You can't go near the bikes. You come somewhere like this, and last year I was like 2 feet from the senior TT. Joey Dunlop went past me, and I thought, hell, if I put my hand out, I'll touch him. You know, we were so close, it scared me. But it's terrific atmosphere that way. It really is good.
Have you seen any accidents or anything bad happen at the TT?
Thankfully, no. We were spectating the sidecar one yesterday, and thankfully we didn't see the fatality. I mean, it was awful that somebody doesn't go home. People always make a big thing of the accidents, but when you think the number of people that come over, and there's only a handful get injured, It's very low, but it's still somebody's family. You know, I'd hate it to happen to one of us. But I think it's a lot better. Now they're doing a lot more signs in German, a lot more announcements in German and French, a lot more people. I mean, it's just remembering to drive on the right side of the road. You know, we get into trouble when we go into Europe. We ended up driving on the wrong side of the road in France because we forgot. And it's very easy. So I think a lot of common sense prevails now. They realise they get a lot of continental visitors. They don't speak English. You've got to cater for them. You can't leave them out. And it's really good because I think the more welcome they feel, the more they're going to bring with them. And the German bikers are quite good fun, really.
You met any?
I met a few in various stages of sobriety. But they're quite good fun because they sort of struggle along in English, and I think my German consists of yes and no. And yeah, I think I know that one now. But it's really good because just because you don't speak the same language, it doesn't really mean you can't communicate, because you still like bikes, and you can still laugh about the same things, people acting dumb. And it's really good. It breaks down a lot of barriers. I think probably the government could do with coming to the TT races for a couple of weeks. Yes.
So what do you think the future for the TT is?
I think it's good. I mean, the prices of everything is quite comparable. It's not too expensive to come over. It's not expensive to bring a bike. It's not expensive to stay here. So I think it's quite good. If it was sort of like hotel prices and airline prices, a lot of people wouldn't come. But I think it needs the social side. I mean, like stopping the amateurs' shows in front of Bushies, don't think that's a good idea at all. Really, they know people want to see that. I mean, yeah, people come to drink, people come to see the custom bikes, but people come to be silly. You know you can be silly over here. And I mean, the coppers that we've met, they're good fun. You know, they don't want to nick people. I mean, okay, if you're drinking or you've got drugs, then you deserve to get thrown away. But they don't want to nick people. They're good blokes. And there was a young lady without a top on last night riding around with the inspector's hat on. So, you know, I approve. I don't think my inspector would do that.
How far in advance did you have to book?
Ooh, we booked this year, last year, while we were here. The first year we were so lucky. We booked in about January, February, and we were really lucky. We managed to get a room, we managed to get the ferry over. But coming over as foot passengers, it is easier.
How come?
Basically, the spaces fill up with the bikes, and obviously they've got to allow a certain number of spaces. They can't overload. You do have more of a choice of foot passengers, because obviously they can squeeze an extra couple of foot passengers on any ferry. They're not really bothered. You can't squeeze another bike on. But we tend to book while we're here, because then we know we've got it sussed. We stay at the same place every year, which is nice. So
where exactly is that?
It's the Millbrook on Broadway in Douglas. It's really a nice, friendly place. And you feel very welcome when you come, and they know that you're coming, they know who you are and where you're from, and you meet the same crowd that were here last year, and it's good.
Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Bill Rice. I'm from a little place called Lisburn in Northern Ireland.
Bob Taylor, TT rider from Solway, Isle of Man.
Dave Wood from Poynton near Manchester.
Right, so being an Islander, what's your earliest memories of TT?
I think 1966 I first came over with a motorcycle to watch the TT, despite the fact I've been coming here since 1953. With my mother and father. So 66, and especially 67, because it was sunny and good racing, was brought me over here to live at the end of the day. It's a cracking place, magic atmosphere, super racing, super social gathering. Ace, yeah.
So what happens to the island come TT fortnight? How does it change? How do people prepare?
Well, preparation-wise, I presume for the locals, the people that are hoping to try and make some money out of it, because it's probably the only 2 weeks of the year they're liable to make a killing, get their act together. organise everything around the biking scene. And hopefully, as far as they're concerned, plenty of people come over, plenty of money changes hands, and it does the full rounds. It goes from pocket to pocket throughout the Isle of Man, and everyone benefits. The people that come over benefit because of the social scene, etc. And the people that are selling the goods benefit. So I think the TT's, what a magic piece of kit for the fortnight.
So do you know anything about what the breweries do come TT, what kind of promotions they have and stuff like that?
Well, I'm partially involved with the Sulby Glen Hotel because I spend most of my time there drinking. And I know Isle of Man breweries do help out, probably the Sulby Glen and lots of other pubs around the Isle of Man, helping the publicans to sell their products. Their own products as well as Labatt's, which seems to be a big thing at the moment. The input from the brewery and Butchies appears to be quite substantial. Yeah, I hope they reap the benefits from it.
So are you bikers yourselves?
Yes, indeed. I'm an amateur, not like Bob, who's just actually qualified this. He's lost his amateur status this week, but I hope to be back for the Manx Grand Prix in September in the senior class because they've changed the age limit. And I come to the TT because it's an event. We're standing here. I'm talking to you in the sunshine. I have a hat on because I have a bald head. But it's an event. It's unique. It's the only place in the world where there's, if you in the background you can hear languages we've never even heard of. It's unique, it's brilliant, I enjoy it.
How long have you been coming?
My first memory of the TT was on a day trip run by the Ulster Farmers Union. It was a Wednesday and the only bike that I seen that day was a screen in the back of a van because it rained all day, and that I think was in the late 60s. I've been coming ever since about 71. Haven't missed a TT or a Manx Grand Prix in those.
So have you noticed any changes in the TT fortnight over the years that you've been coming?
I think there's a lot more foreign visitors coming. As regards Douglas itself, I think it's very sad that there's a lot of changes on the front. It seems to have lost a lot, but I think if it wasn't for the TT, perhaps things wouldn't exist. Perhaps I might bring a personal view. When you're driving along Douglas, you don't see perhaps like it was in the early 70s. There's large gaps there. It's reminiscent of Belfast on a bomb day. I'm sorry to say that, but perhaps they could do something. Driving along towards Unkin, apparently there used to be holiday camps there. Now there's nothing there. It's very awkward. The only thing we see now is tented villages. It's good for people with limited budgets, but the only real problem I find about coming to Isle of Man is the cost. To get from Belfast into Rollins Way, it's well over £100 for 30 minutes. It's actually cheaper on a mile-per-mile basis to go to Sydney in Australia. That's the only quite I have about it. Other than that, once I'm here, I forget about it. I budget for it, and that's it. I enjoy it.
What about the festival side of it? Have you noticed a change to that?
Well, I stay with Bob out in Sulby, and I'm getting to be like a bit of a Manx man. Now, Sulby's a long way out in the country. We have to plan a visit to Douglas. But there's lots going on, particularly now with the Radio TT. It gives you a lot of information. There's a lot going on. There's too many events to visit in the one day. Like we're here at Crosby today. There's an event going on at the Craig. There's events all over. It's brilliant. It's fantastic.
Are you a biker?
I have a bike. I don't race bikes, but I have a bike. I haven't not got it here this year, but I have in the past brought motorcycles over to the Isle of Man.
Are you part of a club?
No, I'm not part of a club. I came to the TT in 1963 for the first time, and I came as a mechanic to a competitor in the sidecar class, and they finished third in the sidecar TT. So from then, I come over every year. Twice.
I come twice.
I come to the Manx Grand Prix in September as well. The first year I came, I realised there was another race in September, so I thought I'd come back and have a look at that as well. And I can't decide which I prefer, because I enjoy both events, probably for different reasons. In September it's probably more social, and it's not quite as busy, so you can get served at the bar a lot quicker. but the TT has an atmosphere, probably. And
how would you describe the atmosphere here?
Fantastic, you know. I mean, that's all you can say about it. For anybody that's interested in motorcycling, you just can't go anywhere else. I think there's everything here for somebody. The racing, the sprints, there's trials, scrambles, custom shows, owners' club rallies. You know, if you can't find something to interest you, you're very hard to please.
So you think you don't have to be a biker to enjoy TT?
I'm sure you don't. There's so many side attractions. You know, in the 60s there was the TT and that was basically it. But now there's so many other things going on to entertain people that probably the races themselves are not perhaps the main attraction for some people. Half of the people go to sleep when they're watching them anyway, so...
So what kinds of things have you been doing since you've been over?
Well, I came over on Friday and I obviously watched the racing yesterday. And, you know, we're here having a look around here today at the custom show.
What do you think?
I think it's very good. You know, the standard of preparation on the bikes is very, very high. The same with the racing machines. There's obviously an awful lot of work goes into the preparation of these bikes. And the standard's very, very high indeed.
When did you arrive?
I arrived just over a week ago, Saturday week ago. And since then, I've been giving Bob a hand, prepared the machine, out early morning practices, evening practices. Yeah, my time, the week has flown. We watched the race yesterday on the approach to Milltown. The week has just flown. There's so much to do, and it's fantastic. I can't wait to the Manx and then the TT. I just can't really enjoy it.
Do you get a chance to meet many new people who come over for TT?
Oh, yes. Every year you meet different people. You meet the people you've met the year before. There's new people. It's a friendly place. People are willing to talk to each other. You try in your best pidgin English to try and understand some of the people. But most people can make do. We all have one thing in common. We're, to use your own term, bikers, as well as enthusiasts. This is the thing behind it all. It's a common language, I suppose, the motorcycle.
Have you been to Bushies?
Yeah, Bushies is a cracking place. It's definitely full of atmosphere. I think Martin Brunschweiler that runs the place is one of the lads and gives people what they want, you know. So
what happens at Bushies?
You name it, really. Even on non-TT days, or even in the winter, it's so cosmopolitan. There's people in three-piece suits. There's people in next to nothing. Nobody complains about each other. Everyone fits in. It's an amazing place. Yeah, it's a strange place, but full of life, full of atmosphere. A good pub. Yeah.
What do you think of the sideshows that go on in Bushies?
I think I'm too old to enjoy some of the sideshows, because although my brain's in gear, the rest of me is not working properly. So, yeah, very nice. Gives you something constructive to think about at night, yeah? Yeah, it's a good place. Puts on what the people want, yeah.
So are you going to be collecting any souvenirs, taking any memorabilia home?
I think in the time I've been coming here, I've taken just about everything home that there is to take.
What sorts of things?
Oh, you name it, badges. I've got programmes from 1963 for both the Manx Grand Prix and the TT. I don't think this year I'll be taking anything home. But I'll be back in September for 2 weeks for the Manx Grand Prix, which, like Billy, I'm certainly looking forward to, yeah, yeah. It's a long time from September through to June, but it's not too long from now till September, so that's what we look forward to now.
Are you taking any souvenirs?
The only souvenirs I'll be taking home will be the memories of such a wonderful event, the people I've met, the event itself, the races. There's some sad times, admittedly, but there's an awful lot of good times, and we'll always remember the good times, and these are the things that I'll be taking home. I'll be taking home the message for those people who haven't been to the TT, or indeed the Manx Grand Prix, to come over and enjoy it. I keep using the word fantastic. It's more than fantastic. It's bloody fantastic.
So you think it's the TT isn't as widely known as it could be elsewhere?
No, I don't think so. I think the TT is widely known and very well supported. Under the circumstances of the travel problems getting here, as Bill said before, for the amount of people that come here under those circumstances, it just shows you what a magic event it is and how popular it is. It's just a pity it's not promoted as well as it could be. I think the reason these people come here is because they know people that have been here and they've enjoyed it.
So it's word of mouth rather than like commercial advertising, stuff like that?
Yeah, I don't think the advertising authorities would agree with me, but yeah, I think it's word of mouth, and once you've been here you always want to come back. I don't think they capitalise on it, and sometimes I wonder whether they do want to capitalise on it at all.
Do you think the TT's got a bad press with accidents and stuff across?
I don't think there's such a thing as bad press, really. Controversy, possibly. But it just adds to the interest, and, you know, people will come to watch. Not everybody can get here at once to come, unless you book the year before. And now you've difficulty in even booking the boat for September. I mean, even though I've been coming 30 odd years, I still have trouble booking the boat. You phone up the steam packet company, ask for a reservation. They say, well, we've not got the timetable yet. Phone back in 2 weeks. You phone back in 2 weeks and they still haven't got the timetable. So they say, phone back in another week. You phone back in another week and it's booked up. So I don't see much point in them advertising it on the mainland and abroad, because, you know, you just haven't got the facilities to get people here. A lot of German visitors or foreign visitors actually go home at the beginning of TT week and halfway through it. So, I mean, they don't even see. You know, they travel all this way because of the boats, you know, and the restrictions on getting here. You know, that it's unfortunate, but after the TT, nobody wants to come. But during TT fortnight, everybody wants to come. So with the travelling facilities and the accommodation, there's only a certain amount of people can actually be fortunate enough to get here for the TT. And the Manx Grand Prix now is getting the same. It's become increasingly more popular since they've run the classic races. And I would think that possibly in the last few years, you know, the crowds have possibly doubled. I certainly used to book the boat after the TT in June to come in September. Now I have to book it before Christmas or as soon as the timetables are available.
So you think it needs to change?
The only way it can change is if we have more boats, but what do they do with the boats after the races? You know, it's just a problem, really. I think if you want to get here, you book early and book your accommodation before you leave, you know, for the next year. It's the only way, really, that you can ensure that you'll actually be here.
I think it's probably the reason there's more people camping outside of Douglas nowadays. Obviously, you can't camp right in the heart of Douglas, but from our point of view in Sulby, the place is chock-a-block full of, especially foreign visitors, camping. And the reason for that is that's at least they can get accommodation when they do get over. But, it's nice to get a fast craft service, more than one Sea Cat, however. I think you're going to be restricted every year, exactly as it is now. It's very sad when you consider we used to have about 8 or 9 boats when we were young lads like that. Was,
yeah. I think the biggest problem is regards people mostly finish work on a Friday afternoon and start back on a Monday morning. The biggest problem people seem to have is they interrupt their work schedule, so they, instead of getting 2 weeks leave, they end up probably having to take 2.5 weeks. This is a problem, and there's no boats run till Ireland. I'm particularly interested in the people who come from Ireland, because I don't think they realise there's a lot of people come from Ireland here. Like, the guy who won the race yesterday was from Ireland, the guy who was second was from Ireland. It's a problem. And, like, coming for the Manx Grand Prix, I'm having to take a Friday off and a Monday off. So that is a problem. It's like Dave says, what do they do if they had extra transport vessels? What do they do with it in the off-season? Well, I think, you know, it could be that they could start to hire vehicles from vessels from other companies for that. It's only for 2 weeks of the year, and it's the best 2 weeks besides the Manx Grand Prix, of course, that they have. So they want to capitalise on it more. And it's no use going to little motorbike shows in England or Ireland and trying to advertise the TT there. They've got to go further afield. If you look in the programme for this year's races, you have people from Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and for by the EEC countries. They only get to hear it by word of mouth. So if we go and if the tourist board goes and perhaps endeavours to take the Isle of Man into the latter part of the century instead of living really in the past, I'm sorry, but we are now. I work for a company, probably the biggest soft drinks company in the world, and we just sponsored a race in Northern Ireland. And we had lots of people from all over the world at it. Everybody's saying it's fast taking over from the TT, but it's no way. The TT is unique. It'll never take over for it. It's just a few days. We want to get more people, more like soft drink companies like Coca-Cola, 7-Up perhaps. We want to get these people more involved in this and get away from the cigarette advertising. It'll finish shortly anyway. So there's an golden opportunity there for to get in and get other companies involved. I hope they do, because long may this sport continue, this beautiful island.
So you think it needs more sponsorship?
It can do. Sponsorship will always bring more people. Corporate sponsorship, it'll bring more people. It spreads the message more. At the moment, we really seem to have Labatt's really doing a good job on Radio TT. We had at the Northwest, we had a tie-up between Downtown Radio and Manx Radio. Excellent. It gives good coverage. And this is what we need. We need to press, spread the message more, get other people involved, tell them how good it is. We're standing here in Sulby. It's a beautiful day. People are running around, enjoying themselves. And this is what we want to do. And we can do this by getting more people involved. And the more people we get involved in it, the more people will know about it.
Are there any other changes you'd like to see to the TT, either to the races or to the festival side?
I'd like to see the riders getting more money. I don't think they get paid nearly enough for entertaining us all for 2 weeks. And possibly if more sponsors were attracted, you know, the riders could have more money. I mean, a lot more money. I don't think the money, considering what people get for playing snooker and darts, is anything like what it should be. That is one thing I would really like to see. And I don't mean just the top riders, I mean every rider. I don't think anybody should come here and race for nothing. You know, I think they should have their expenses covered, and I think they should go home with something as well. And if more sponsors were attracted and more money was put into the races, then I'm sure that would happen. And possibly then we would get some of the races that are the riders that are staying away. Because at the end of the day, if the money is there, then they'll come. It's not about safety, it's about money. It's like asking me to come and work in the Isle of Man for less money than I can earn at home, or to come and work in the Isle of Man for nothing. That's not on, and that is one improvement that I would like to see. I'm more than happy with the racing, the sideshows, and everything else, but I would really like to see the riders, you know, that entertain everybody. Because, I mean, we watch it for nothing. You know, you just sit on a bank, you're right on the edge of the track, short circuit, you're miles away. I mean, you're better watching the short circuit racing on Sky. You know, their coverage is better than actually going to the meeting. But that doesn't apply here, because the riders are passing you within a couple of feet. So, you know, you can see everything that's going on. And that is something that should really be considered. A lot more money for the riders, you know, right down to the last man.
Finally, could you tell me what Mad Sunday is?
Mad Sunday's a good day out for the punters.
What happens?
Well, you name it, everything happens. There's the sideshows all the way down the TT circuit. There's, like we've got here at the Crosby today, the National Chopper Club have got a bike event, and they're collecting money for the Manx Grand Prix Helicopter Fund, which I know in years past has reached £800 or £900. So they're actually collecting in TT week for something to put back into the system in September, which is excellent. Magic Club, cracking event here. But these events are going on all the way down the TT course. There's people collecting money for the Phil Hogg ambulance appeal. again, they're providing some more entertainment for the punters during TT week and getting something back for the racing. People are taking out, but people are also putting back in, all the way down the TT course. Fabulous.
Are you going to come back?
Of course. Will you be here?
I don't know, I'm not sure yet. Are you going to come back?
I most certainly am. That's right. Twice a year, for as long as I live, I hope.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thanks very much.